As a last fun example, I would like to turn our focus to the nature of human beings. As we all know, with automotive safety, the most problematic and risky component is the nut behind the wheel. Can CI do something for the nut? Perhaps. Already there is widespread use of cochlear implants for hearing loss, and retinal prostheses are under development for some conditions of blindness. Sensory systems have the advantage that at least we know basically what they are doing. The hippocampus is a jalapeno-shaped part of the inner brain and is involved, among other things, in navigation and the conversion of short-term memory to long-term memory. Ted Berger's group at the University of Southern California has been working towards a hippocampal prosthesis since 1988. Their approach is to build a system that can predict input-output neuron signal relations for hippocampal regions responsible for memory conversion from short to long term. Experiments have been carried out with mice and humans. Just take a moment to look at these two graphs of output prediction provided by Berger's group. Moreover, just 2 weeks ago, a startup named Kernel came out of stealth mode and revealed its ambitious mission: to develop a ready-for-the-clinic brain prosthetic to help people with memory problems. The broad target market includes people with Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia, as well as those who have suffered a stroke or traumatic brain injury. Although Berger's project seems impossible, I suspect there may be a stealth advantage in the sense that some projects involving sensory and motor inputs and outputs seem to benefit from what I call the properties of anti-engineering and anti-Murphy's Law. This is where no one really understands much of even the basic levels of the brain systems that they are working with, and yet projects still succeed. Perhaps this is like ADP, where full engineering description of systems is unnecessary. The ADP neural network learns both how the system behaves and how to control it, in spite of our lack of full understanding of the results. It seems that one can, to some degree, simply provide a powerful and flexible platform that has a minimum set of capabilities, and the brain, whether animal or human, does the rest. By the way, what part of your brain do you need fixed? For me, it's currently the bad habits mess, but there are indications that I may need a hippocampal prosthesis for memory someday soon.